Welcome back to Fang Face Radio. I'm your ghost with the most. My name is Fenrir, and I'm just going to kind of throw this show a little bit together. I procrastinated a little bit. I got everything all put together, but I'm actually going to be going down to Southern California with my old band Revolt tomorrow, so I got to kind of squish this guy all together tonight. So it's going to be a lot more music and a lot less talking, but you know, future shows are going to have a lot more versatile content. But if this is your first time tuning in, this is a chimera music show of punk rock, metal, and hip-hop. So I'm going to go ahead and start this off with the punk rock block, and we're going to open up this segment with One Way System's Corrupted World.
World, corrupted world, a double world,
You enjoyed that mix. That was One Way System's Corrupted World, into NFFU Bacon, into Amixley from Greece. That was Punks for Fucking Liars, sorry, and Partisans' I Never Needed You. This next group of tracks here is to kind of honor the last tour that I did with my mates, the Bad English. Kind of a spontaneous fill-in on the summer, but they're actually on the road right now, so I did want to kind of throw them some airtime, and you know, they're all my mates, and I miss them. So this is going to reopen back up with the Bad English. Is going to start a riot, and I'm sure they have been all over the Midwest right now, and then into Sniper 66, and into the Casualties. So perk up your ears, light some fires, and let's do this. right, welcome back. That was Bad English Is Gonna Start a Riot into an old Sniper song called My Brother. And that was a really great time that I had with all those guys. You know, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that we did. A lot of icing. For those of you who don't know what icing is, it's when you purchase a Smirnoff Ice beer and present it to somebody. And when they take it, they have to chug the whole thing and get out down on one knee. So that's a pretty fun game. Kept us on our toes. A lot of shenanigans going on with that. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff there. I wish I had more time to go into some fun tour stories. I didn't really think about like mapping anything out right now. And now I'm just kind of down to my crunch line, my deadline. So I got to push the show out. You know, maybe later on down the road, I'll be able to recant some of those. But chances are I'm going to have some fresh stories beyond that. So looks like you just had to have been there. You missed out. And then that was a new song from the Casualties, Murder Us All, by the way, off their new record, Chaos Sound, which I was actually fortunate enough to be on the road with them before they released it. I was hanging out with them when we did the music video down in LA. If you haven't seen that yet, that's go check it out. It's pretty cool. I'm in it for a brief second, hanging out with the Roof Crew. And, you know, that was a really, really good time. There's a lot of crazy kids jumping off roofs. Bad English brought a bunch of 40s. And, you know, actually a bunch of crazy stuff went down there. Actually, I'll tell you a bit about it. In LA, after we did the music video shoot for the Casualties, we brought a bunch of 40-ounce bottles down to the show and just kind of gave them to kids and just being cool. And then later on, we had a show for English and Casualties actually to play. But it was at a pretty small venue that was just overpacked beyond capacity, and they didn't really let us do anything, so right as we're getting ready to play our first song, I mean, this place was just packed, like a bunch of Mexican sardines. I mean, it was just ridiculous. So I'm getting ready to play our first song, and the cops open up the doors behind us. And then all these punks just start flipping them off and throwing shit at them and, you know, telling them fuck you and all that. And so they kind of vacate the venue. So we all kind of convene back around in the alleyway where we had our van park and start to put away our gear and everything. And then next thing we know, everyone's all just kind of yelling, fucked up pigs, like, you know, 500 or so angry street punks now with a bunch of empty 40-ounce bottles because we brought them to the show are just starting to, you just start hearing glass breaking all around you, and it was just kind of chaos. Well, it really was. So the police chopper even came down in the middle of it and shined its spotlight on us. You know, that's actually the second time in a row that I've been to LA that my band's kind of incited a riot. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when I go down there this week. But yeah, that was definitely a wild time. So I mean, there's this one story of many. Every day was just an adventure with those guys. So yeah, I miss you, brothers, and I hope this trip has been very awesome for you. And you know, look forward to seeing what you guys are gonna do in the future. And I'll see you guys in Tulsa for Fuck You, We Rule Okay. For the fourth annual Fuck You, We Rule Okay. Good job, Tony and Ryan, by the way, for doing that. You guys rock. So let's move on to the metal section of this show. We're just going to just kind of jump right into it here. So put on your spike gauntlets and get ready to conjure down the music from the gods above. This is going to open up with one of my classics, my favorites, Dio and Caught in the Middle.
Looking inside of yourself, you might see someone you don't know. I can't move at all. I remember.
All right, you metalheads, I hope you enjoyed that little block there. That was Dio with Caught in the Middle into a band that my friend Alexander actually showed me named Skyfire. I think they're from Sweden, if I'm not mistaken, but I probably am. It's one of those European countries out there just going crazy. But yeah, that was Skyfire with Blinded by Euphoria. And then to Gamma Bomb from Scotland with Global Warming. King Diamond with the song Blue Eyes off of the Puppet Master album, one of my favorites. And then one of my favorite bands actually of all time, Enceferum, with Raised by the Sword. That's what I only listen to that band when I work out. So, you know, it's a very special band to me. And I just, ever since I heard them the first time, it's just been, that's just kind of it. So a huge influence on me, Enceferum, really rad. Into Unearth, Zombie Autopilot. So I have a great deal of respect for Unearth. They've been touring for a really long time. That was an older song of theirs, but it's one of my favorites, and this is my show, so I'll play whatever the fuck I want. So we're going to actually keep on moving on ahead here. We're going to move on over into the hip-hop block, and we're going to open this guy up with Cunning Linguists, Linguistics. The best of tech, your neck. 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 So fuck the commercial tracks you're doing. A brother got to eat. Jay, won't you rap for food then?
Even though I stay away from cannabis like Wyclef,
geeking in no fry sets,
similar to Christ,
got divine reps, so tell
if
me,
if you know you're going down, why step, show no mercy,
when bruising cruise,
get hit with more bricks than New Jerusalem,
riddles confusing fools,
like confusion rules,
most cats are more square than Rubik's cubes,
we spit raps that are totally murderous,
the rhymes are like an anaconda serpent clutch,
so check out how these herbs get touched,
unless your broad's giving us brains,
nigga you ain't serving us,
beginning to know
cunning linguists with stunning English.
Our true lies break more punks than
Harry Rehnquist.
Very weak kids
with the best speech. Roll with cats and smoke more trees than the slash and burn technique.
Sex beats between bed sheets.
Red fleets, Pulp Fiction style.
Even your car with red seats.
We make like fly swatters and smash pets.
Put peeps under more pressure than a Kelly Price bed set.
Leave your bodies looking like samples from the Warshack test.
Ink blots.
So fuck around and get your team rocked.
Jugs in the back with the bean cocks.
The plots to have everything between L.A. and Queens
Lock. Word, word. Yo, check it out. Cunning linguists. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do. I mean, you probably don't know how we do, but you about to find out. Like what? Like what? Like what? Yeah.
Future tongue
down, down from a huntable surplus to one. 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 Down from a huntable surplus to one.
Check his own breakneck pulse over colors in a drain. Let him melt sugar skulls in a rain. Glamorized melting. Got it by a levy made of that towel silting. Quarter up ahead of a kill screen. No corner cut, no built team. Only a particularly menacing angle perpendicular to everything. Boys room, cherry bomb, boy goon. Very much running with the devil in the melodron. Hello, here's where a tale of caution pounds coffin nails to bootlegs a hawkwind. Sawtooth, never mind straw to gold. Spin hearts on sleeves and a heads on poles. Arm in the maw, fish out fifth like a business card from a jar at the mall. Hey, you like androids, dreaming a carbon applause. Get stuffed with cartoon cigars. Skull pack, netty pot, home to roost around folk back then and what they most lampoon. Shook to the fever, brown with broke ankles. Daisy, declawed pound, no thank you, baby. Failed all basic training, but I spent a couple groundhog's days with a change. Silhouette the guard, last cigarette. Anything less would be a goddamn dick. Rolling
packs of elusive young become choke. Lord riders over boosted drums in the terrifying face of a future tongue.
Down from a huntable surplus to one. 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 Down from a huntable surplus to one.
This is just advice, listen if you will. Every single day you're liquor sipping when you chill. Living with your parents, never chipping for the bills. You need to scrub the dirty dishes in their kitchen off for real. This is just your life, listen if you want. Don't just spend your whole day on the sofa hitting blunts. You were in the back of the line right now. Gotta progress, gotta move, you gotta work so we can get you to the front. Put the nuggets down, put some veggies on your plate. Exercise a bit, feel incredible and great. You're addicted to your iPhone, saying that you're lonely. Used to speak in English, now the language is emoji. Be on time to work, don't upset your boss. Every single day you gotta brush your teeth and floss. If you can get 8 hours of sleep at night, or mentally you'll be lost. Consume a lot of food or water before you go drink. Lots of alcohol or you'll be puking in the sink. Breakups really freaking hurt, let me mention. Before you fall in love, know the person's intentions. Listen to this twice, this is just your life. Even if you're not religious, live it like you're Christ. Gotta just accept that there will be days where you wake up feeling crappy. It don't matter, make it your mission to be nice.
Look kids, I know that adulthood is a little scary, but trust me, follow these words and you'll be just fine. Also, drink coffee. Let's speed it up.
Pay your freaking taxes every single year in April. Buy a little bit of property, you build yourself a home, and you should probably start a company, cause paying off the student loans is difficult. But either way, do something with your life. Don't spend every paycheck that you make on Michael Kors or pairs of Jordans. Man, invest your money, save it for retirement, and wait until you're 30 to get married. And before you go have children, you should travel with your husband or your wife. If you have a conversation, look the person in the eye, and if you shake their hand, then you should do it with a firm grip. Don't make fun of people, cause a lot of them are going through depression, pain, and sorrow they're not telling you about. Be an individual with principle and character, and try to treat the people that surround you with respect. You gotta try to lose your ego if you wanna gain momentum. Now go out and show the whole entire world what you're about.
The devil only exists because of your belief in him.
Same goes for that other guy. I believe the sun is simply reflecting the shine from the moon. Stealing its spotlight, they'll have a cockfight at noon.
To settle their differences
at midnight
rematch.
To stir up their similarities on turntables. The chicken scratch will prove to be unreadable. The determining factor in who gets the pitch control the ties. No one decides a victim unless they give a fair listen to both the sides.
We're low lives.
We go blind, jerking off to the eclipse. The sun was pulling cheap shots, doing commercial body tricks.
Behind the back, under the leg.
I think he even did a head spin on the crossfader, but sounded whack.
Looked excellent.
All of a sudden it gets dim. The crater face steps in, puts Mexican drum brakes on the techniques. He's like,
let's begin.
He conducted an orchestra so dope the sun started sweating him. I guess he'd expected to win on pure artistic merit. Composing complex plays with nothing but sound bites. Burned out the lights, made MCs too self-conscious with the mouse to mice.
For a thousand nights.
It continued without a single slip up, except once the record skipped.
But it kinda sounded cool
and fit within the rhythm he was juggling. Polyrhythms out of country western albums spinning. It is plain that he had come to win. But as always, due to corrupt judging, they drew a tie.
Now it's do or die.
The sun is light, the moon is light. The sun is light, the moon is light. The sun is light, the moon is light.
And when the sun was chosen, I came to the conclusion
that doesn't know what he's doing.
God's not a woman, he's a big white guy in the sky. And the deserts are reflections of his eyes. He doesn't cry for us. It's cause he's drunk.
Say what?
God's not a woman, he's a big white guy in the sky. And the deserts are reflections of his eyes. He doesn't cry for us.
But when he does, it's cause he's drunk and he's always fucked up.
Bottoms up. God's not a woman.
This is one hand clapping alone. This is the smallest violin. Run, grab it when they find you. They kill your baddest home. The devil is the fucking right man. This is one hand clapping alone. This is the smallest violin. Run, grab it when they find you. They kill your baddest home. The white man.
Thank you. know you fucked up, right? Bye-bye, wish you luck with life. But I'll be damned if I let you manage to bless that blade and keep taking advantage. Look, man, yeah, you shook my hand, but that was back then. We're not good, fam. I'm the fool, cause I started to be cool with them. But I got schooled in the art of opportunism. I ain't the only one that walked away. Look around, everybody gone today. You all alone with your empty chest. So bury the bones with any regrets and keep those skeletons piled in stacks. Just drink your medicine, don't bite your glass. I tried to make a difference, but the only thing that changed was I gave you distance. I won't trust you again, getting better at choosing friends. This time the loser wins, cause I learned how to cut off the looser ends. I won't trust you again, getting better at choosing friends. This time the loser wins, cause I learned how to cut off the looser ends. I'm not tripping, this just an excuse for me to dig down a little bit of the truth. We killing time and time's killing us, so I won't waste mine trying to grip a grudge. But don't twist it into what it isn't. Don't call, don't write, don't visit. I put you on ignore, you're not the homie anymore. The only thing that you can show me is the door. Game over, yeah, who's winning? Save your gas, I refuse to listen. If you're doing math, we doing division. Don't even ask how I've been, there's no you in existence. Go your way, I go my way. And you keep going until there's no one to violate. And I'ma remember your last impression. Thanks for that lesson. I won't trust you again, getting better at choosing friends. This time the loser wins, cause I learned how to cut off the looser ends. I won't trust you again, getting better at choosing friends. This time the loser wins, cause I learned how to cut off the looser ends.
Yo, what's up, hip-hop heads? I hope you enjoyed that block there. That was Cunning Linguist with Linguistic in the Beastie Boys, Rhyming and Stealing, into Aesop Rock from San Fran with Zero Dark 30, into Mac Lethal, who's actually an up-and-coming MC I've seen live. He's mostly known for his triple time in rhyming. He's pretty quick, and he's got some pretty good stuff. But that was his little music Mozart inspiration he wrote for kids. I'm not even sure if he even has a name for that track, but I thought it was pretty tight. And that was into Sage Francis, Sun vs. Moon, and Atmosphere, The Loser Wins. So it's actually a pretty cool song about severing toxic people out of your life. And that was actually a song that was there for me at a time when I needed it. So, and you're going to hear a lot of these songs actually more or less pretty personal to me. Not all of them, but, you know, this is the stuff that essentially I would like to hear. I know it's not going to be absolutely everyone. Again, the format on this show may change a little bit, but not much. For the most part, it's just going to be these three main blocks. So from here, I'm going to see exactly where we're at and what I feel like playing next. All right, Drugies, I got one of my best mates here with me. This is Balzaneta.
What's up, guys?
Ball's been like one of my best friends since we joined one of my first bands. Well, actually, my first band that I actually got serious with, Never Say Never. He's the shred master on guitar. If you ever heard our band, you hear anything that melted your face off, it was his fingers doing the dancing. So, yeah.
Or Tyler.
Tyler was pretty good too, yeah. But I mean, you kind of had more of a progression.
The shredded.
Yeah, the shred.
Shredding style.
Tyler definitely did bring it. You guys were great together. I do yeah. still kind of miss the project. We had a lot of fun.
Me too.
Don't like Trevor, but whatever. That's not even worth mentioning. So, yeah, I mean, Cole is a really active member of the scene out here. He actually has a record label named Balls Out. And he actually has a new compiled release of a bunch of local bands here in Salt Lake City. And some instrumentals and stuff like that. So, I mean, if you want to tell us about some of what you got going on.
Yeah. My Salty Balls mixtape I just barely came out with. It's got some songs from Balls Out bands and a bunch of brother bands and a bunch of instrumentals that I did, just hip-hop beats. I figured I'd throw it in there.
Yeah, because you're getting on the producer side of things.
Right. I'm moving into the producer side of things. I'd really like to do more on the production side.
Well, I mean, I've heard a lot of your stuff, and it sounds good, man. I mean, you definitely got a musical mind. And we all, right. like a lot of us, you know, we all in the scene really respect you for your prowess and how you really put together your compositions, and it really shows in how you're putting together your beats. So I mean,
yeah, I take my music seriously. I love it. It's an extension of me, you know. It's my creation. So
absolutely, yeah.
Do it well.
And you're killer at it. And then now you're back on an axe with me and Drunky Shit. That's gonna be fucking blast. I'm really stoked for that. Yeah, man, that's gonna be great. Really excited to be working with you again, like musically in a band.
I'm excited to get back to it. It's been a long time since I played actively in a band. I was in Alabama, you know, for 6 months.
Yeah, and you're working on a video game, right?
Yeah. I was doing audio for Elysian Shadows, which I'm still working on right now. I've got a lot of shit going on, man.
Yeah, ever since I've known you, you've had many irons in the fire, so.
I came back in December, and when I left Drunk as Shit back in June, I sat down and told him, you know, I love being in the band and I don't want to leave, you know. I'd really like to have my place back, but I had an opportunity and I had to pursue it, so.
And we understand that, you know. I mean, we love you and support you, so, you know, we know how crazy and chaotic life can be, and, you know, since we've known each other, I mean, it's been a wild ride with Never Snever and everything.
Yeah, we got plenty of stories.
Some of our adventures. Well, why don't we share on what was that one time we were with Fight Music, and we were in the van, we were traveling or whatever, and our drummer fucking like said
Trevor
something
was
really
talking some
stupid
shit, and I fucking just jumped snapped. Over and started beating his ass
and then Logan was all crying. He's like, stop. He like pulls over the van and almost crashes because we're fucking killing each other in the back seat. Like that was crazy.
Yeah, I fucked his ass up. Yeah. Fuck it. I got.
You deserved
fucked
it.
My ear up, dude. I still got a fucked up scar here in my ear.
From that?
From that bastard, yeah.
That time?
He got me good in the ear, but yeah.
Fuck that. Whatever. Yeah, that was fun. Fucking, so, Balls and I are actually collaborating on hip hop. He's producing some beats. I work with some other producers and, you know, getting everything. Balls actually supplied me with a couple of beats, and we're gonna be doing some collabs. Ball's actually an excellent writer. I respect him very much, and he's going to be straight up bona fide MC when we get everything all polished up, and got some really cool tracks coming out together. And I'm really excited for, you know, like Feroz, like that's
Feroz is going to be sick,
which is Latin for ferocious. So that's actually a really cool name.
What else?
The Martian
song,
yeah.
Takeover song. That's going to be sick.
Yeah, that's going to be.
I really like that beat.
Yeah, me too. Is it? Have you worked on it since I last heard it?
No,
it's complete, pretty much.
Yeah, except for, you know, we'll tweak things around when we start.
Get the vocals
on that.
Yeah, for sure. And then you supplied me with one of my upcoming summer record called Alchemy, and I'm really excited for that. I poured my heart and soul into it. Stayed up quite a few nights writing it, and you know, that's going to be a really sick beat. So, you know, again, I really appreciate you hooking me up with that. I turned it into something beautiful, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that you took that and ran with it, because originally it was supposed to be both of us on it, but you just fucking
splurged.
Yeah, you went all out, went balls out on that shit and just fucking
I didn't
filled
mean
it
to.
All up.
I didn't mean
it's
to.
It's all good,
but
man.
I'm
glad you did.
It did turn into a solo piece, and I'm pretty proud of it. It's going to be pretty fun. And then we got Dragon Clan coming out.
Now that's gonna be fucking dope. That's
Skids and Bonds. Right there. Your verse is fucking ill. I'm really excited to see what Jay Savage is gonna put together on it. My verse is really sick. I'm pretty stoked on it. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, man, just music, music, music. So it keeps us alive and keeps us sane. So.
Yeah. Like when I got back into town, I didn't know. I didn't want to jump back into the band thing and jump back into a job and all this shit at once and get my shit all fucked up. So
yeah,
I'm just kind of easing my way into things, and it's really working for me. So
yeah, that's awesome. We're
just really glad I'm ending up back.
Well, I'm stoked for band practice tonight. We're all really stoked to have you back, and it's gonna be great. Pharaoh just got back from Japan, so
yeah, I saw him actually the other day for the first time at Musician's Friend.
Tell you, oh yeah, yeah. How are you liking that gig?
I dig it.
It was pretty cool. I kind of wish I stayed on MF instead of going Guitar Center.
Oh, is that what happened?
Well, I went to Guitar Center because they offered me full time and the schedule I wanted, and a dollar raise. So I mean, it was kind of a logical decision at the point.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of higher standards, and then you're on the more of like on the corporate side of the company with Guitar Center, because they're the head honchos that own Musician's Friend, Woodwind, Brasswind, Music 123. They're the top of the umbrella, and they have higher standards. And they just got a new CEO. He's a fucking dick.
Fucking, damn.
Fucking ruining a lot of their reputation and everything.
I've actually heard, like, I didn't know they got a new CEO, but I heard, like, things were changing and
I saw the email. I saw the email, the CEO changed, and I saw everything change after that.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sure it's still a great place. There's a lot of cool people who work there.
I love it so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I get to talk about music.
All day.
Gear, you know, all day. And
yeah.
It's cool.
You learn every day.
It's phones, but you know. It's.
But it's like probably the coolest phone job you could have. Talking about
definitely.
Music gear and everything all day. Yeah, that was a good gig, so. That's really tight. Yeah, fucking Pharaoh, like, had a blast over in Japan. He's telling me some crazy stories. I really want to go over there. It's not that expensive. It's about like 400, like under 500 bucks, round trip from LAX. So you'd have to get out to LA. Okay. And yeah, under 500
that
bucks round trip.
Fun little excursion.
We could, man. Like the island's small.
Go out to LA. And
Yeah, dude. Like I'm sure we could probably put that together fairly easy. What I wanted to talk to the mates about tonight was going up to the Northwest and maybe doing something with my band up in Portland. It's Schizophrenia. And if we just did like a week long Seattle, Portland, Bremerton, like all the area up there, that would be fun. Except this time you're making it to the ferry.
Yeah,
and not going to jail.
I had an interesting fucking turn in Bremerton when we were on tour with You're the
Wolf.
Didn't
you like spit at the cop or like started to fight him or something? Or he like woke you up on the bench?
Alright, this is what happened. We were waiting for the ferry and I was hungover as shit, having a terrible time. I went to the bar, walked over to the bar and got myself some Bloody Marys and some fucking whatever the fuck I drank and just got drunk, walked back out to the ferry, and everyone was gone. So,
well, the boat was gone. We were looking for you. We're like,
I'm sure
we was all coming over. Like, where the fuck is Balls? Like, the ship is leaving, and like,
I thought y'all knew that I went where I went, so I wasn't worried about it. I was like, oh, they'll know he went to the bar because I was.
Well,
like,
we did. We were all searching the bars, and
oh,
like,
no shit,
fuck, dude. Yeah, that was stressful.
Anyway,
that sucks so bad. We're leaving the boat. I'm like, he better be on here somewhere. And then we learned that you were in the Slammers. Like,
I almost got a hotel room booked. I hit up my mom and she fucking booked a hotel room for me, but my bank was having issues and my card wouldn't run. And even though the fucking shit was paid for, they have to have a card on your file, whatever, for miscellaneous charges or whatever stupid bullshit. And because my card wouldn't run, and it was probably because I was traveling, didn't tell my bank. I fucking hate banks. Fuck banks. And I fucking,
yeah, no shit.
My bank was having an issue, so I couldn't get in the hotel. They wouldn't let me in, even though I had a room paid for. And so I went and I passed out in between the double doors. And next thing I know, the cops beating my ass and taking me to jail. And I'm sitting there fucking giving him the third degree the whole time, just fucking with him, getting in his head because he's just being a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I had to fucking, I couldn't help myself, man.
Swine.
I just had to fuck with him.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that was a stressful time.
I fucking hate that bastard. Yeah. He was a shitty person. Shitty cop, shitty person. Like, I mean,
it's kind of a job requirement, really right? I mean, you gotta put it on your resume. I'm a shitty person.
But, he's a shitty person, but he's a shitty person even for a cop. You know what I mean? So that's like bottom.
That's like bottom feeder.
Yeah.
Spawn of a demon.
Fuck that.
No shit.
I tried to talk to him like a fucking person, you know, and level with him, and
yeah,
you know,
treat you like you're about, scum, like you don't know,
you know, real shit, and
just like, come on, man, I'm not even from here, I'm not looking for any trouble, and he just fucking fuck with you. Yeah, that was terrible.
Fucking illiterate, dumbass, fucking piece of shit.
So Balls, you just put together a pretty sick compilation. You just brought over my doorstep just now, and damn, this looks great. We got some local art on here from our friend Gunner.
Yeah, Gunner.
Yep.
Did all the art. SLC Gunner, what's up?
Yeah, for real. So
this shit is fucking dope.
Yeah, he really is a good artist, for real. This looks really awesome. So this is kind of like what the show is about. I mean, I'm kind of blurring the lines between punk rock and hip hop and thrash metal. I mean, kind of what Salt Lake's been doing anyways. Maybe not so much hip hop, but you know, we're
some of us.
Well, some of us, but I mean, like the hip hop scene out here.
But yeah, it's not intermingled very much. The hip hop scene and the punk rock scene and
not yet
metal and all that shit.
I mean, it kind of is. I mean, we all hang out and get along, but I mean, like, we're not really all at each other's shows 24/7. I would like to see more collab
going on, you know.
Yeah, there is, and people are kind of, you know, stuck in their ways if they like one certain kind of music, then they're kind of close their mind off to other stuff. So, but yeah, man, tell us a bit about this compilation. It looks great.
Well, I've always been, ever since I got into music, I love all kinds of music, and that's kind of what I've been doing with Balls Out since the beginning.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not gonna do a punk record label or a metal record label or anything like that. I want
voice of the streets, anything that sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. I named it after myself, you know, Balls Out.
And that's catchy.
It was like
you got the logo with the two balls. You know, music with balls.
So it's really just shit that I dig and shit that I identify with, and
that's the stuff. And that's what this whole show is about. That's what Fang Face Radio is about. It's a chimera of punk rock, metal, and hip hop. Occasionally, maybe I'll throw some classical on here. Maybe some Creedence Clearwater. You know, it depends on my mood. But this is definitely right in the vein of everything that we're doing and everything that kind of Salt Lake has been doing behind the scenes. But you know, hopefully we can just grow the scene. You know, as we kind of have been since we started Never Say Never about 10 years ago now. So. Kind of doing a bit of a revival, and you know, we got all kinds of great stuff. Conrad actually, I think, just got a hold of what was it? Goddamn Bar Deluxe. Remember that venue?
Yeah.
I think he's actually getting a hold of it, and we might move the Defect show over there. Oh, also, Anti Nowhere League just kind of hit me up through Rob Chaos.
Okay.
They want to set up a show here. We'd have to scramble and see if we could make it happen.
Why?
It's a high guarantee. Probably don't want to talk about figures on this, but
yeah, we're.
But you know, so maybe we can bring the league here in the summer. That'd be great. That'd be the first time here ever, I think. So that would be pretty fucking awesome. And you know, we've just been diehard punk rock fans like since our teens. You know.
We found punk rock, and that was it.
That was it. Yeah, and then everything else just kind of like grew up from it. You know, there's all kinds of great music out there. You know, I love punk rock, and I play some great stuff on here. But it's not the only form of music that has the same kind of message and the same kind of feeling.
Nah, man, I just watched Straight Outta Compton for the first time.
I love that movie.
except for I didn't watch it just once. I watched it several fucking times because it was fucking sick. But like N.W.A. did the same shit, you know, with hip hop that like the punk rocker kids were doing. Like, fuck you, we say what we want. Fuck you, we fucking talk about what we want. We play what we want. And it's a reflection of what we see in our fucking
in our reality. And he was all saying, like, at the press conference scene, he was all saying, like, you know, our lyrics is a direct reflection of our reality.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, we're glamorizing it. Well, there's nothing glamorous about what our reality is, what we see on the streets and everything. All the gangs and stuff in L.A. back then. I mean, even now, there's still quite a bit of issues down there. But,
Yeah, there's always, you know, there's always like issues in LA. Or everywhere. Period. Really, man, the devil lives everywhere.
You can, yeah, that's a good point. You can find a little girl hacked up in a dumpster even here in Salt Lake City, so nowhere safe. But
just so you know, none of y'all safe.
None of y'all safe. That's why you should do martial arts and fucking train yourselves up and beat some bullies up.
Protect yourself.
Well, I mean, we're kind of coming up to all the time I have here. You know, when we listen to this, I'm gonna edit in some of our music that we've done in the past and stuff to play in the background, so a lot more enjoyable. So they would have been listening to it the entire time, but yeah, you know, post production work, blah 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 blah. But do you have you know, anything you want any of the listeners to check out to, you know, get to know you a little more? Or?
Yeah, they can get to know me. Any of y'all can get to know me. Just hit me up. Email, website, you can come talk to me at a show, you know, whatever. www.ballsoutrecords.com. That's my website for Balls Out Records. You can find my SoundCloud from there, my Twitter, all that shit. If you want to hit me up,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff coming out from Balls Out. It's been growing for a while and festering, but I think this new comp's gonna be pretty fun, and
I've got a bunch of stuff, just a lot of unreleased stuff from I've got the Never Say Never I Want to Sniff Some Glue track on here.
I saw that, the Ramones cover we did. That was fun.
Fucking Ren and Terror, Second and Seventh.
Nice.
I went into the studio with Mark and did backups on that with him. That was cool.
I was gonna sing for them, but things were falling apart at the Ghetto End Shop or whatever, and then I lost my PA. But, no, that was a good project. I don't think anyone's might have heard them or remember them. Maybe only locals, but Ren and Terror was a good band.
Yeah, Ren and Terror, Mark, Jeremy, and Pharaoh was the
Mm-hmm. Pharaoh's been in, like, every band now. He's kind of catching up to me, or I think we might be neck and neck now with how many projects we've been a part of.
You guys are band whores, dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've got that track that's... otherwise,
yeah, keeping it easy.
Let's see, I got Do You See, that track I did solo back in 2008, I think it was.
Oh, dude, that stuff was so good.
And,
the Warriors Triumph.
And,
yeah, Do You See was on it.
Yeah, Do You See.
That song is dope. You guys should definitely check that song out. It's a great one.
Fuck, man, I've definitely progressed in my music since then. And, is fucking awful in it and shit. It's fucking punk as shit.
It's still really good, man. Like, that was a great song. It's riddled with all kinds of sick street punk artwork, and you know, it's gonna be real good. If you wanna come say what's up to us after a show or before, we're both in Drunk as Shit, and you can see Ballsinator in person, melt your face off with his fucking shred magic. So. All over it. So, is there anything else you wanna tell people to check out, or?
Yeah, check out ballsoutrecords.com. Check out Fenrir Project, of course.
Yeah, totally.
And, look out for some collabs coming between Fenrir and Balls Out.
It's gonna be sick.
And, keep your ears to the street.
Fuck yeah. Steel, brother. I'll see you later. Alright, boils and ghouls, I want to thank you for listening to the second installment of Fang Face Radio, where you have all kinds of great stuff coming up here soon. So I kind of had to throw this guy together because I'm going down to LA tomorrow with my old band Revolt. So if you see me down there, come say what's up, let's shoot the shit and talk. But until next time, take care of yourselves in this wild world, look out for one another,
My name's Fenrir, and I'm Ghost.
See you there, when the final sun sets and the moon turns black, I'll be watching your back.